Is this recording on?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Sorry. No, you're good. All right, good morning, everyone. Today is November 13th, 10:02 a.m. We're going to go ahead and call this special meeting to order. Bringing us to item number two, which is to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us to item number three, which is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. On to item number four is public comment. Public comment is welcome to the beginning and end of each meeting. And I don't have my notes today. Public comments beginning and end of each meeting and limited to matters on today's calendar agenda. Not on calendar agenda. Public comment will be taken on the specific agendized items, and public comment is 3 minutes. With that said, is there any public comment today? All right, not seeing any, we're going to move forward to item number five, which is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the agenda for November 13th, 2024 special meeting. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No questions, thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I'm good to go, thank you.
County Manager, are there any changes?
There are not.
Is there any public comment regarding today's agenda? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda as presented.
I'll second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number six is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the final canvas of the results of the November 5, 2024 general election held in Story County. Jim, are you going to take this, or Mark?
I want to start off.
Okay.
So in front of you, you should have two handouts that were completed yesterday evening when we finished the final vote tally. Lance, I hope you were able to get, and Brian, you were able to get those via email this morning, just a little while ago.
10-4, yes, I did.
Good. I'm going to concentrate on the presentation, which is the canvas of the vote. The second document you have, the abstract of the vote, is the detail behind all the races. The executive summary gives you the vote summary by each contest and the turnout in terms of it being election day, early vote, or mail-in. The item C of that packet is the statement of votes cast, and that gives you the detailed breakout by precinct. But I'm going to basically focus in primarily on just the top line summary and then the trends as we usually do, as we've seen them. The votes did not, the races did not change considerably from the unofficial result that we published on election night versus the one you have in front of you here today. And then, of course, anticipating if it is your pleasure to approve the canvas, then we will get this data up on the website immediately this morning. With that, in the processing of the ballots and of the machine vote, the important aspect is that we saw no irregularities or abnormalities in the vote, and therefore I recommend the results to you as they stand, with no reservations or no edits to be recommended. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Mark Allen to talk through some of the basics of the result.
Good morning, everyone. Mark Allen for the record. Before we get into some of the data, I just want to say that from the primary election in June, we mailed out roughly 300 mail ballots to registered voters in Story County. 300 of those, 3,800, sorry, 3,800 of those. Out of that 3,800, 300 were returned undeliverable. So immediately following the primary election, Jim and I sent notices out, over 300 notices for those undeliverables. As a result, with those being returned, undeliverable as well, we were able to inactivate roughly 280 voters and move them to an active status on our voter rolls prior to the July blackout date leading up to the November election. As a result, our undeliverable mail ballots for the general election was 132 total. So now we'll get into the election result for the county offices. As you can see, Commissioner Mitchell received over 68% of the vote, and Hugh Gallagher receiving close to 32%. And then for Commissioner District 3, Donald Gilman was running unopposed, and he received 100% of the vote. Any questions on this slide?
Not for me, Mark.
And then our election summary report. As you can see, we had 83% total turnout for registered voters in the county for the general election. A large portion of that was your early voters and then your mail-in votes. And then on election day, we had 866. Any questions, gentlemen? Okay, I'll turn it back over to Jim. Thank you.
Thank you.
And anecdotally on that, Mark, you might be able to add a little more detail. We saw a considerable, well, from a percentage standpoint, we had 88 same-day registrations. So we saw a very large same-day registration show up at our in-person voting through early voting and on election day. And I think that's a little remarkable. We don't have data trends on that at all. But I think with the turnout, we saw new people coming out on that side of it for a change. And so that was a larger number than we've seen. The other side were our ease votes, which is military and overseas citizens and disabled.
Yes.
How many of those did we get?
We had about 13 of those as well.
And that's an online voting system. Mm-hmm. But the 13 is a little bit higher than we have seen in the past as well.
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll kind of watch those trends along with one of the things that we haven't tracked before, which was our undeliverables and the mail voter roll cleanup from election to election. We'll start trying to give you some data points on that as well. So then the next thing that we want to talk about is just overall turnout trends. We've been watching this. So as you see, we had a very good turnout for this election. Actually, with the final mail ballot tally jumped up a little bit. I was a little concerned that we were seeing it a little lower, but we did jump up into the 80s. Some of that gets impacted by the same-day registration increasing the denominator. But what you do see is that we did not beat the 2016 turnout as we're looking at it. So once again, when you think of total turnout and the trend with mail ballots, we are not seeing a considerable increase in the overall population participating in the election as a result. And then when we look at the primary election, or this should be the general election voting trends, my fault on that slide, we have been tracking to see if one of the trends we were looking at was to see if mail ballots were cannibalizing early voting, because we tend to be a day of turnout county. But in this election, I think we see something that's a little bit of an anomaly. We'll see how this trends in the future. But we see that mail ballots stayed fairly strong, the return of mail ballots for voting, and then we see early voting really was much larger this time than in the past, and that the same day or in person, not same day, the election day in person was a little bit less. So we'll see how those trends go. Clearly, you know, feedback to the clerk's office, again, anecdotally, is that you have a lot of people that like mail ballots because they can vote. They don't have to worry about coming in or what the weather's like to get in early voting or to the polling places. However, I will, as I always do when I'm talking to people, I don't want to throw the USPS under the bus, but I tell them, bring it to the polling place during early voting or election day, or bring it to the office, and then you can guarantee we receive it. We have had people that mailed their ballot in called us and said, I don't have on ballot tracks that you received our ballot. And we say, we didn't. And they said, well, I mailed it on October 18th. We haven't received it. We just today received two more ballots that were mailed postmarked late. They were postmarked yesterday. And so postmarked late. So one of the weaknesses of the system that we need to make sure the public understands is that the mail at this point, while we get the majority that are mailed, we don't get them all. And so if you want to guarantee your vote gets accepted, you need to make sure we get that ballot by handing it to us at the polling place in the box or bringing it up to the clerk's office. With that, I think those are primary trends. Questions?
Yeah, Jim, I'd be curious, you know, on the ballots that you received, did anybody pay attention to the postmark? Did they say Sacramento?
Some have said Sacramento. Some have had other cities, San Francisco. Some, prior to the election, didn't have a postmark at all on it because it was postage paid, so they just run it through and send it.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I would say, you know, given our geography and zip codes, the majority we see are Reno, but we do see, you know, receiver Reno, we see Dayton, and then Sparks, but most of it is still coming through Reno. I didn't see a big shift. Mark, did you see a big shift of coming out of Sacramento or elsewhere? Unless somebody, you know, we do have people that are absentee, of course, those are a minority, and then, you know, we have people who do travel and maybe put it in the mailbox as they're traveling, even though they received it at home, and then it comes in with outside.
Because there was a company in Reno that sent me something, and it was actually postmarked as Sacramento.
Sacramento.
So I'm just wondering if they're taking stuff to Reno, going to Sacramento, and then processing it back.
On an overall basis, we didn't see that. But we could look at our postmarks a little more closely.
Out of curiosity.
Right.
They said they haven't made that switch yet, but, you know, the city of Reno sends out citations, and it says Sacramento.
Right, right.
So. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Any
other questions?
I was just hoping that if some of these mail ballots that are delayed do come in, if we can quantify that, you know, just track that number, people who said, you know, mailed them, whatever, and they trickle in over the next few days.
We certainly will track that, and it is something that we have to report to the Secretary of State as well. Over time, you know, relatively, I mean, you know, from the PPP, what that was last February, we were still receiving ballots in June. So, and we also had a couple that people brought in their primary ballot and said, "I just received, or I want to vote this," and then, you know, it's kind of like, well, you just found that from last time or something. But
yeah,
you know, we do have some mix-ups, but in general, people do pretty well with submitting the right ballot to us for the right election.
It seemed that the timing was a bit unfortunate on the Secretary of State deciding to send out the signature forms and those kind of things. Did that, just anecdotally, did that cause confusion? Was there a lot of kind of helping people understand what was going on with that needed to happen?
Yeah, it did.
Come on up here, Mark.
They had a deadline on the card, if you read it, and it was early October, which, you know, people called in and said, hey, does this prevent me from voting? So there was some confusion, and people brought it in, and they thought it was a ballot, and I had to explain it to them. So, yeah, the timing wasn't the greatest with the Secretary of State on sending those out. A lot of confusion among voters, and just had to kind of break it down to them and explain what it was.
Gotcha. The other thing I noted is, you know, in some cases, many cases, this time the mail ballots arrived for some people prior to their sample ballots arriving. Is that something that can be reversed? It just seems like in the mind of a voter, it makes sense to get your sample ballot first, then to get your actual ballot, and then to proceed towards election day. I realize they may be sent from different places or different sources, but What's the thought on that going forward?
This year the mail ballots dropped on the 26th out of Vegas with our print vendor, but then the sample ballots were sent out after that and that was per the straw man schedule that the Secretary of State's office published.
And a little of the conflict that we have in scheduling is that because we're a smaller county with overall mail totals, our print vendor recommends that there's efficiencies in dropping the out-of-state mail balance and our in-state mail balance at the same time.
Got it.
And that deadline is before the deadline for sample ballots. So we'll have to see if we can get with our mail vendor and the state printing office where we get mail ballots ready earlier, because we could drop them earlier if we're able to move up their schedules as well.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's certainly no reason to hold or delay something just to get it in the right order, but if it's possible to somehow get the sample ballots popped up a little bit, that
would be. We did get some calls from people saying, hey, I got my ballot, but I never got my sample ballot. I need one.
Yeah.
It's like, well, those aren't down yet. They'll be next week. So if you don't get it next week, call us.
Understood. Yeah, especially when there are a lot of ballot questions. Because I know a lot of people are looking for information on those, and the official arguments are in the sample ballots.
So. Right.
Great. Thank you.
In general, we will do an accounting of the overall election costs. We have saved from past years. Our print vendor has reduced our printing and mail ballot mailing overall costs by about a third. So with Fort Orange Press coming in with a contract with the Secretary of State's office, they've given us pretty fairly advantaged prices to what we were paying in the past.
Gotcha.
So what, and I add that because whatever we can do to help them with more efficiencies helps us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let me see if Commissioner Gilman has any questions.
You're all done?
Yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment? All right. Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I am. Hi, Commissioner Mitchell. Move to approve the final canvass of the November 5th, 2024 general election held in and for Story County, and that the county clerk make a copy of the abstract and make a mechanical report of the abstract to the Secretary of State.
I'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Mr. Chair, if I may just add one thing now that the canvass is approved. I just want to emphasize that holding elections is really a countywide team event, if I can say it that way. We had so many parts of the county that chipped in and helped us to make this an effective, smooth process. Citizens in the county, our poll workers, our ballot board, these are volunteers. They are the ones that really make it work. We couldn't do it without them. And we've got very loyal and a large selection of people who volunteered to help us with it. But also, you know, Sheriff's Office, Public Works, especially if it had snowed, I know your group, Jason, it was on call and ready to go. But Public Works, we get vehicles, the county manager's office with some scheduling and space. It really is the whole county that chips in and makes this go, and we can't be more thankful for everybody and how they chip in and support us.
Well noted, Jim. Thank you. All right, let's move on to item number 7, which is discussion only, no action, no public comment. These are committee and staff reports. Do we have anybody needs to make a staff report today? Come on up.
Good morning, Commissioners. Captain Fritz Klingler for the record. Just an update on the district's leadership course for both internal and external. Fire service members is scheduled on the 19th through the 21st down at the Harris Automobile Museum. This course is an essential part of our internal succession planning efforts and aims to enhance leadership skills throughout our ranks. Finally, today marks the official launch of our ASH program for the fire district. If you reside in Story County and you have a wood-burning stove, you can come by Fire Station 71 and pick up an ash can. And that's all I have to report.
Great. Thank you for that update. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything to add or questions?
No questions, nothing to add. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Okay, moving right along. This is item number 8, board comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for us today?
Nothing today. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman?
I just want to echo the thanks from our county clerk on all the hard work on making sure that our elections run. You know, I really feel like if we can't trust our neighbors to pitch in and run a fair and comprehensive election, I don't know how it gets any better when it moves away. And so I'm really heartened at the participation, the high turnout numbers, the volunteers and the people who participate from the community to help make sure that our elections run smoothly. And my thanks to everyone involved.
Noted. Thank you. I don't have anything today. That brings us to item number 9, which is the second and final opportunity for public comment. Is there any public comment? All right, not seeing any. That brings us to item number 10, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 10:23. You all have a wonderful week.